This is a nice part of the world, and it's nice in the day.
Lovely. This is St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. Wild wean of folk up in Slemish. There were wild wean yesterday, and the road was... Oh, you couldn't have walked on it. That many cars. John told me no to be going onto the road with Doug just to walk up and down the loaning. Mm-hmm. It's that bad. Mm. Mm.
Quite a lot of traffic the day too.
I would think that. Mm-hmm. But it's quieter than it used to be on a St. Patrick's Day. For the knock down all the dikes and the left gates open and the little cattle out and gain a lot of cheek. And one of them, he tilt, there's a man up the road and knocked on a dike and he gave him a wheen of clouts. That's about 2 years ago. My da, I'll be coming to you, he says, you just bring your da now and I'll give your da a clout. But there nae da ever come, no.
Do you mind
getting
your first bicycle?
I mind getting my first bicycle. I learned to ride on a bicycle. There's a girl went for music up the road to a cousin of ours, and her wee sister she called here, and she had a wee bicycle, and her and me tried to ride round that field, and my mother and another woman howling the bicycle round a field there. Well, then I think I got a wee bicycle after that, and used to keep it in the house. No, and a wee hall there.
No.
Uh-huh. Kept it in a wee hall, and there was one time, it was after my father died, and we weren't very ill, and there was nobody here but my mother and me, and this wild animal, a bull, oh, clean mad, an Ayrshire, I heard the commotion, and it ripped the door out, and into the yard, and the creamery cans were sitting, and it tumbled in. And I was up the stairs, and I watched it, the bathroom window, and we didn't know what on earth to do. It was heading for the door. I was sure it was for coming to the back door and ripping it up. So I went up and got the bicycle out of the wee hall and got away in the bicycle. It was beginning to get dark. And away down the road, and there seemed to be nobody about them. Them houses weren't there at the time, but there was one of the houses there, but there were nobody in it. And it way along the Kirkhill Road, and went up into a place, Robison's, and eventually there were a lot of folk gathered up, and I don't know who they managed it, you know, the dogs and forks and things. And when John came home, he was housed, so he had to go to the market the following Saturday. And that was a commotion. He was, I think, let into a field, and they couldn't get near him. And he was doing, you know, and scraws flying in all directions.
Nice.
And I think a cousin, Willie Isler, I don't know whether you know him or no, he was there on a horse. And hit the horse, damaged the horse. So it was away in the days when the Kearneys were greatly to the fore, and one of their lorries came out, and an old buddy in it who was drunk, and he run at the bull with a pitchfork and jabbed it in the eyes, and they got out of the field that way. And Ram stammed into the lorry. It didn't mean to get into the lorry, it kind of went into the lorry, and they got it. So I think we were thankful to say goodbye to that boy.
It just went mad.
It went mad. Mm-hmm. When I was coming home from school whiles, it went a field away back up there, and it must have smelt me. It would have got down on its knees, and its grass flying in all directions. So then eventually I went to a college in London. I wanted to go to London.
Yes.
And I taught in Cambridge in a college of arts and technology, it was called, and I taught there. And then I came home, for my mother wasn't a bit well, and she had fell and broken her leg. And I couldn't just hear about hospitals and hames, so I came home. And then I went back to the university and took a degree in English. And then I never had a very permanent job to get the job and learn.
And that was a
baffle
burden.
Oh, wasn't easy.
No.
And then there were farmers now then, and frost and a wild bad road.
How did you get to learn?
Well, I went up the Cavan Road when I could and come out at the battery, if you know where the battery
is.
And some folk Wales wondered who had got up the road. I'm thinking on, I wonder myself who had got up it. It was a very steep road. And as yendy I was going up, and there I seen in the mirror the bus coming. That was the school bus. And I thought, oh dear, oh. And the road, you know, when the buses had a wider and mine was in, it was like a ploughed snowfield. Oh, I thought, what am I for doing? I hope I get up there this spray. There's a bad bend on it. Billy Gilly Orange Hall. Well, this bad bend. And I thought if I could get around this corner and up there the top before the bus comes. But there wasn't the car day. It took a skid. It was just like you might as well have been in a ploughed snowfield. It just took a skid right across the wrong side of the road. And there it something spun and a buddy passed me on the wrong side. I just had to sit there. And suddenly, and I could see the bus getting near, and suddenly it took a dive to right across to where it should have been, and I got out of the top. I never forgot that. Serious.
No.
Do you know May Clements?
Oh, yes.
May lives on that same road.
Aye. I remember she, one time she saw me in the town, I'd fallen a thump, and the leg had the leg all bandaged up, and she said, "You're not going to get a boot like that, Margaret, for a while." And she says, "If you come here, I'll take you to this woman, Charmot." Do you know about her?
No.
She lived up a lane, Armour Kennedy's wife.
Oh.
Is there an Armour Kennedy?
Armour, horses.
That's just about when I feel them.
Well, May took me there, and so I had to go three times.
Was Armour's wife was a church?
And the first time I was there, she said, "I'll feel a bit better today at 5 o'clock." Well, I know it was wild sore on her. It was terrible. I went over on it or something, so it did it in the first place. So at 5 o'clock, do you know it was a bit better? Well, I had to go back the next day, and she said it'll be a lot better at 5 o'clock, and it was. And the next day she says it'll be completely better, and so it was.
Was that
a sprain you'd got? I didn't know Margaret had any charm for a sprain.
She said it was the only yen she had. She didn't have any charm for anything else.
I was offered that charm one time, didn't take it.
You were offered to be able to do it?
Not from her name, from her old lady. I stepped in that. I rang her one time too and said to the neck, and went to a Catholic man and he turned it and it healed up in no time.
Oh, I've heard of lingworm too. I think I had a cousin off the ringworm and his father took him to this man, one of the Kearneys about Portland Owen.
Same man, Paddy Kearney. Back Kearney.
Likely the same one.